I'm here with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a report on East Dunbartonshire Council. Douglas, can you tell me what this report is about?
Yes, it's a look at how East Dunbartonshire Council is doing, particularly in meeting its legal duty to deliver best value. And it follows up previous reports over the last 2 years.
So what have you found?
Well, the Council has made progress. It's agreed a transformation programme of setting out projects to deliver savings and changes in the way it provides services. But much of the programme remains behind schedule, and this has to be rectified if the Council is to achieve £27 million in savings over the next 3 years. The bottom line is that the Commission remains concerned that the Council does not demonstrate adequate capability to deliver that transformation programme, something that's essential if it is to address its significant funding gap.
So what does this mean for the public?
Well, what we're talking about are key services for the people of East Dunbartonshire, things like schools, roads and social care, which we all depend on, so it is really important. To be fair to the Council, it has made some improvements. For example, scrutiny by councillors is improving, but there's still scope to do better. And it's also now looking at sharing services with neighbouring councils, but it is not yet clear what savings might result.
So what do you want to see happen next?
All councils face future funding gaps. East Dunbartonshire needs to significantly up its game if it is to ensure that the plans deliver what is required. We'll continue our interest in the Council and have asked for an update on progress by the end of next year.
Douglas, thank you very much.